Mari. Tari. Tari. Da 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 da. So much sweetest friends, everyone in the world heard of the Koznitz the Magid, the holy, the exalted, the deep, the tremendous. May his memory be a blessing for all of Israel. One day, the rabbi of a city, maybe Chenstokov, came to him. And he said, "Holy rabbi, I'm married for 18 years. God has not blessed us yet with children. Please, Holy Rebbe, Holy Master, pray for us. Bless us with children." And the Koznitz the Magid closed his holy eyes and said to him, "My dear friend, I'm sorry. All the gates of heaven are closed." And the rabbi of Chesterfield and he knew what it means to leave this world without children. He says, "Rebbe, I can't believe that nobody in the world can open the gates of heaven." Koznitz the Magid said to him, "My dear rabbi, do you know by any chance in your city there is a Yidele by the name Schwarze Wolf?" Schwarze Wolf, the most obnoxious Jew in the whole city. Disgusting, vulgar. Nobody wants to talk to him. When he walks into shul, everybody moves away. "Yes, it's him. He is the head of the 36 Tzaddikim. In his hands are heaven and earth. If you can get invited by him for one Shabbat, and he can bless you, he's the only one, he's the only one for whom all the gates of heaven are open." You know, friends, what it means to go to Lamed Vav Tzaddik, the Holy of Holies, the deepest of the deep. So the rabbi of Chenstrov came home, he prepared himself, he recited the Psalms, and Mamash repented, and he promised God everything in the world. The Schwarze Wolf lives in the forest. He's a woodchopper. So he thought, the only way of being really making sure I'm invited for Shabbos, I knock on his door 2 minutes before Shabbos, I'll tell him I got lost in the forest, and he has to invite me. 2 minutes before Shabbos, the Yidel of this rabbi knocks on the door of the Schwarze Wolf. "And here, my dear friends, I want you to concentrate in the deepest way. You know, the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim are so holy and so real. They are absolutely your mirror. If you look at them and they look obnoxious, because you're obnoxious. If you look at them and you think they're ugly, Gewalt, are you ugly? If you look at them and you see how holy they are, because you are so holy." So the rabbi of Chenstrov knocks on the door of the Schwarze Wolf, and the most ugly woman in the world, obnoxious really, It's the most vulgar language. The most disgusting curses, opens the door and curses him out before she even talks to him. And he says, please invite me for Shabbos. I'm lost in the forest. I can't make it back to the city anymore. And let me not tell you what she said. He says, please, please, please. And she tries to slam the door in his face. He's very fast. He puts his foot in the door. He has a look in the house and those children. Really, he has never seen such obnoxious looking children. And usually children look beautiful, but they're terrible. But you know what? He knows it's him. Gewalt is he far away. Gewalt, gewalt is he far away. She says to him, listen, my dear friend, if my husband comes home and he finds you here, you'll never see daylight again. He will kill you with his own hands. The only thing I can suggest to you, if you want to stay in the stable, we have a horse there. Just do your thing and don't dare opening the door to our house. For all cases, he had two candles with him and a little challah and fish. And you know, sweetest friends, obviously the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim don't go to shul. I hate to say bad things, but some of the shuls are really, you know, I can understand why the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim don't daven there. But the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim have their own minion. Late, late at night, the Schwarze Wolf came home and he could hear the heavy steps. He could hear him talking to his wife. The door opens, and if the Schwarze Wolf ever looked gruesome, it was that night. It was frightening. He walks up to him and he says to him, listen, my dear brother, if you dare opening the door to my house, I'm killing you with my own hands. And 1 second after Shabbos, I want you to disappear from my stable. Slams the door. To make it very short, sweetest friends, open your hearts again. He couldn't sleep Friday night. Can you imagine Schwarze Wolf is next door? All he needs is one blessing. And he can't go in. Shabbos morning early, he heard the Schwarze Wolf going back to daven in the forest. Late afternoon, he came back. He's trying to do tshuva. He's thinking, Rabbi Shem, I promise you, but there comes a point he doesn't have anything to say to God anymore. And it's getting later and later. Suddenly he looks out of the window of the stable. There are 3 stars on the sky. Shabbos is over. And he knows my life is over. It looks to me, God forbid, I'll never have children. But suddenly he remembered there is one more who can open all the gates. There is somebody somewhere so close and so far, who can do everything. He fell to the ground, and for the first time in his life, he mamish prayed to God, please let me have children. At that moment, he felt the softest hand on your head, on his head. He looked up, it was a Schwarze Wolf, shining like the high priest on Yom Kippur. And he said to him, my dearest, sweetest friend, come in and join me for Shalosh Shudas, for the third me here. and whatever the Rabbi of Chenstochov thought the Holy Beis HaMikdash would look like. Believe me, the house of the Schwarze Wolf was even more holy. And the wife of the Schwarze Wolf, who looked so ugly yesterday, she was so exquisitely beautiful. And the children, goes without saying, they were all little high priests. And the Schwarze Wolf says, I know what you came for, and I bless you to have a son. I have only one request, please call him Schwarze Wolf after me. And you know, his first reaction was, but you're alive, how can I call my son after you when you're alive? But the awe was no time to ask. After Havdalah he left, went home to his wife, and he told her, I got the blessing from the Schwarze Wolf. The next morning he goes to shul. After the davening is over, he sees there's a commotion in the synagogue. The shamus walks around, everyone asking everyone for favors, and nobody wants to do it. He calls the shamus and says, what's going on here? He says, oh, somebody died, and just nobody wants to go to the funeral. Well, he says, who died? The Schwarze Wolf, the Holy of Holiest, the deepest of the deep, the most precious of all precious. The shaman says nobody wants to go to the funeral. Gewalt. He ran up to the beam and he yelled from the deepest depths of his being, Yidden. Do you know who he was? Do you know that he was the head of the Lama Dvar Tzaddikim? That he was Mamish, the holiest person of our generation? We never said good Shabbos to him. We never gave him an aliyah. We laughed at him. Listen to me, friends. This was 180 years ago. A long time after. Many tears after. A lot of Jewish blood after. 1944. The Holy Rebbe of Belz came to this holy land, and the first Shabbos in Tel Aviv, everybody knows in Belz, people put bottles of wine and beer on the table, everybody gets a glass of wine. You walk up to the Rebbe, tell him your name and your father's name or your mother's name, and the Rebbe blesses you. There was an old Yidele, very old Yidele, and two people were holding him. He made his way to the Belz Rebbe, and the Belz Rebbe says to him, my Taira Zisa Yid, my precious brother, what is your name? And he says, my name is Schwarze Wolf Ben Chana. The Belz Rebbe says to him, are you the grandson of the first Schwarze Wolf who was called after the Lamed Wolf Tzaddik? And he says, Rebbe, you know the story? And the Belz Rebbe says, yes, Heiliger Schwarze Wolf. I know the story, but nobody ever will remember unless you do me a favor. And he said to the Yidden, please lift up this old Yidden. He was maybe 100 years old. Lift him up and sit him on the table. Let him tell all the Yidden who are here. So in order that the story should be remembered. You know, my most darling friends, I had the privilege of hearing the story from a person who was the first Friday night in Belz. This is not the end yet. 5 years ago, I had the privilege of giving a concert in Ohel Shem in Tel Aviv. And out of nowhere, I remembered the story of the Schwarze Wolf, and I told the story to the people. Suddenly in the last row, somebody begins to wave his hand, and he says to the people, I want you to know. There's a little boy in my class in Bnei Brak. His name is Schwarze Wolf, and he is named after his Elter Zede, the Schwarze Wolf, who told the story to the Belzer Rebbe. Good Shabbos, good Yom Tov, good Yom Tov, good Shabbos. I'm begging you, please promise me, keep on telling the story. Keep on remembering the Schwarze Wolf. You know, sweetest friends, in Yerushalayim, do you know how many Schwarze Wolves are walking around on the street? And I always know inside of me, when you walk in Yerushalayim, you might see some real obnoxious people. You never know.